Alex Bauman in studio with me for the vacationing and eating Michael Giddens. What are we doing here?
Well, he's always eating.
Oh, yeah.
Now he's just vacationing.
If he's breathing, he's eating. So what are we doing here?
I got some blind rankings you're going to have to do.
Some blind what?
Rankings.
What does that mean?
I'm going to give you, like, you're going to have five players, but I'm going to give you one by one, and you have to rank them. Like, say I give...
One through five.
Yeah, so say I'm going to give you a name. I'm going to say Julius Erving. One through five, where would you put him? And you don't know the other four until the very
end. That's not fair.
If I
don't know the other four.
Yeah, it is. See if it's if your list is accurate. Do you agree with it or you think, I messed up big time?
So I can only say number one time.
Yeah, so like if you say Dr. J's number two and then I say Larry Bird, you can't say Larry Bird's number two.
Oh, God.
You have to move him to either one or three.
All right. Are these all NBA people?
No, I got four different categories we're going to go through.
All right.
See, the first one is Auburn football players, so keep that in mind.
Okay.
The first player I'm going to give you, Bo Jackson, one through five.
Uno! He's the best athlete that ever lived. That's easy.
The second one, Pat Sullivan.
Four.
Cadillac Williams.
Three.
Terry Beasley.
So you're only giving me five?
Yeah, and you have to rank them one through five.
He's five because I think I know who the other is.
Cam Newton.
He's two.
So your top five blind rankings, Bo Jackson number one, Cam Newton number two, Cadillac number three, Pat Sullivan number four, and Terry Beasley number five.
I think that's pretty good, don't you?
Yeah.
I think that would be exactly how I would have ranked them had I known all of them.
Now, do you think those are the top five Auburn players of all time in general?
No.
Who's missing?
Ugh, I mean, there's several.
I saw one that was said Tracy Rocker was pretty good.
It's so many. I mean, I would have to think that Ronnie Brown would probably have to be in there. I would think that
Nick Fairley.
Yeah. So many. Takeo Spikes. I tell you what, Al Del Greco would have to be in that list.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm serious. He's one of, like, what, top three NFL scorers of all time. Wow. There would be a lot. I don't know that that's the five best. Beasley was very good. Wow. I mean, Frank Sanders would be on that list.
Yeah.
So many. How could you not have Brent Fullwood, Tommy Agee? I mean, all these guys played in the NFL. All right.
Next up is NBA players, and this is NBA players from your time, so there's no LeBron or Steph Curry.
So when's it cut off? What year? I need to know.
These are from like the 60s, 70s, 80s, and I would say 70s, 80s, and 90s.
Okay, I'm good.
First one, Shaq.
Shaq would be four.
Why am I that low? All right. Larry Bird.
Two.
Michael Jordan.
One.
Hakeem.
Who?
Hakeem Olajuwon.
Oh, God. He wouldn't have been in my list, but I'll put him at five if he's the only one.
Magic Johnson.
Yeah.
So your top three is Jordan, Larry, Magic, Shaq, and Hakeem.
That's a pretty good list.
You're nailing these, David.
I would have ranked them that way had I not known them, but Olajuwon was very good, but he would not be my fifth best player. Who would you put in that fifth spot?
Well, we're talking about that time frame. I feel like Dr. J has to be considered for that time.
Yep.
That'd probably be the only one I really think about.
I think of several more. Number one, be Bill Russell.
Well, yeah, Kareem. I did Kareem.
Kareem
had to be up there.
Kareem, Bill Russell. As bad as I didn't like him, I would have to say that Isaiah Thomas would be up in there too.
I don't think John Stockton would be up that high, but he'd be considered around that range. And Karl Malone.
As bad as I hate to say it, Charles Barkley would be on that list too.
I don't know. Draymond might say something else.
Well, I'm saying maybe not that high.
Yeah.
But I would be willing to tell you that the teams that Charles Barkley played on, he was as important to them as Elijah Wan was to his team.
The only thing that's always held against Charles is his no NBA championship.
Well, I mean, that's true, but I mean, neither did Karl Malone.
Yeah.
You know, or Stockton.
Yep.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you're going to be judged by that, I mean, I hate to say this, I never liked him, but a guy that you would have to put probably right behind Shaq would be Kobe Bryant. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
He was good.
Next up's NFL players from around that same time, David.
All right.
So it's not anybody you wouldn't know.
This will be a little harder for me because this could go anywhere because I don't know which five you're going to have on the list.
Crime Time Deion Sanders.
Five.
I had to get that out of the way.
He's not going to be in my top five, but I'll put him at five if that's the only five you got.
Cool Joe Montana.
Ooh. This is bad because I never was a fan, but he was the best ever, man. I'm going to say, now you're talking my top five.
Yeah.
I'm banking on that you've got a few others that I'll put at one. I'm going to say Joe would be two.
Okay. Next up, Emmitt Smith.
That is really tough because I don't know where else you're going.
Yeah, that's the whole point.
I would guess. I'm going to say four.
Next one is going to be Jerry Rice.
Ooh.
You get one and three.
I don't know who the other you got.
You got one and three that are open.
I'm going to say three.
Last one, David, that's going to be number one for you is Lawrence Taylor.
You know what? That's not bad, but I would probably, had I known all five of them, I would have swapped him and Jerry Rice.
So you would have Jerry Rice number one and three, Lawrence Taylor?
You know what? No, I'd make a total shakeup on this one. Prime Time definitely staying where he is, Crime Time. He's staying at five.
Yeah.
Montana would be two. I'd have Jerry Rice at one, Montana at two, and I'd probably have Emmitt Smith at three.
And four.
And four would be Lawrence Taylor. Now, I'm going to tell you what. That's five pretty good studs, but can I name some more?
Yeah, John Elway.
John Elway would be it. You know him. Dan Marino.
Yeah.
But one that you definitely left off that list that I think is probably one of the greatest running backs that ever lived.
Barry Sanders.
Well, him too. But Walter Sweetness Payton was the man. But several others, man. Jim Kelly. I'm telling you, another guy that won some Super Bowls with the Dallas Cowboys. What about Troy Aikman?
Reggie White from the Packers?
Absolutely. Gosh, there's so many. I think about a lot of guys, if you want to talk championships, of course, Joe Montana and Jerry Rice probably separate themselves. Ronnie Lott would have to be on that list with them as one of the best defensive players that's ever played the game.
Roger Craig, one of the most underrated running backs ever.
Absolutely, man. I mean, I never was a 49ers fan, but, man, that's how could you leave off Terry Bradshaw and Lynn Swann?
That defense
Man won five Super Bowls. Well, he won four. But, I mean, that franchise, they won more than anybody up there with the Patriots now. But don't go there because I'm not putting him on the list, either one of them.
Well, we're going to go to the last list, David.
Oh, I thought that was it.
It's country artist. So you have to get this right.
Oh, my God. What era?
Well, most of them are old, and there's one that's kind of still around.
Most of them are old?
Older, yeah.
Wow. One of them still around.
Yeah.
Okay.
You'll know them. Trust me.
Okay.
Alan Jackson.
Wow. Three.
George Strait.
Never was a huge fan, but you got to give him the due. He'd probably have to be at either one or two. I'm going to say two.
Carrie Underwood.
Uno.
Willie Nelson.
Gosh, I don't know who the other is. I'm gonna say Long String Willie would be five. So four would be who?
Johnny Cash.
Yeah, that's right.
You like that list? You got one Carrie Underwood, two George Strait, three Alan Jackson, four Johnny Cash, and five Willie Nelson.
The only reason I say two and three would be George Strait and Alan Jackson is because of the number of hits they had. I mean, George Strait has sold more country records than anybody in history. And I'm not a huge fan. I like a lot of his music sounds the same to me. But I would have to say Carrie, not because of who she is, and I think she's the most beautiful woman in the world. She could sing the Chinese phone book and make it sound good. I mean, come on now. I mean, she's very, what's the word I'm
personable?
Looking for? Yes.
Marketable.
Yes. And she's also very classy.
Down to earth.
Kind of like Trisha Yearwood. Never been in trouble. You don't have to worry about seeing her in the news that she busted out somebody's window with a ball bat like Britney one Spears. Of her songs. So, yeah, somebody like Britney Spears or, yeah, what's Paris Hilton? Somebody like that?
Crazy people.
Yeah, crazy people. That's who you need to go see, Valman, is Paris Hilton.
No, I don't think I need that.